Have you ever wondered if God has a plan for you? Does God have something for me to do? Have you asked those questions before? If so, join me as we explore how we can discover God's will.
You have looked everywhere for the meaning of life's puzzling circumstances. It is in our intimate relationship with God that we find our identity. In this relationship, there is a hope that has limitless supply of mercy and an endless measure of forgiveness. This love reaches down to the deepest needs of the human heart. How great is that love? In today's program, Rodney Loper, Senior Pastor of Hope Sound Bible Church, will share in Wisdom from Above how this amazing love can bring your life the meaning you're looking for. Let's listen to Pastor Loper as he speaks to us.
The last couple of times together, we discussed how we can find God's will. Today, I want to look at another angle of finding the will of God, and it is this, that finding the will of God can be frustrating. Why is this? Well, we live in an I want it now world. I want a book. I don't want to go to the bookstore and waste my time traveling there. So I go online. I don't want to wait for shipping, and so I download it and I begin reading it right now. A few months ago, I was on a missions trip to an island in the Atlantic Ocean that didn't have a whole lot of the modern conveniences that we have here in the United States. You couldn't drink the water there, and when I departed to go over there for my trip, the security at the airport wouldn't allow me to take some of my personal items with me. One of those was hairspray. I can't live without hairspray. And I got over to this island, and I told the missionary that I was visiting, "Sir, I need to go to the store and purchase some hairspray." He kind of chuckled and said, "Well, we'll give it a try." And so we went from one little shop to another little shop. I think there were about five on the island, and we went to all of them. We never did find hairspray. But one day I was in my room, and I had a little bit of downtime, and I was looking for something to do when all of a sudden I realized that I had a Wi-Fi signal in my room. Couldn't get hairspray, but I had Wi-Fi, and that afternoon I was able to download a couple of books that I was wanting to read, and I spent my leisure time in the afternoons on that remote island reading books that I had downloaded because I had a Wi-Fi signal. I want it now. When it comes to finding God's will, it doesn't always happen as snappy as downloading something from the internet. It doesn't always happen in 1-2-3 fashion. Why is that? Well, because all of the details of God's will not be given in one shot. The Bible tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, I wish it said, "We give my children all of God's will at one time," but it doesn't say that. It simply says the steps. It's one step at a time. Oh, sometimes guidance seems slow in coming, doesn't it? We just wish that it could happen rapidly. But remember this. Don't think that guidance delayed is guidance denied. Wait upon the Lord. And then if I can caution us, don't make major decisions in a spirit of haste. Sometimes we in our humanness decide that we haven't heard from God in the last 10 minutes and therefore we must take matters in our own hands. And so we run ahead and we race ahead and all of a sudden we look back down the pathway we just traveled and we realize that we made a mountain of mistakes. Friends, if I can caution you, don't be in a hurry to discover what God has for you in your life. Every time God has led me in my life, it's been because I took time to pray, I took time to fast, I took time to spend time in the Word of God. It came because I waited upon the Lord. Yes, it's frustrating at times. Yes, we wish as humans that we could have it now, but I want us to understand that God's ways are higher than our ways, and God's timetables are different than our timetables, and we must remember that God's clock always keeps perfect time. That's a lesson that I have to learn. It's a lesson that you must learn. Why? Because if we don't learn those lessons, then finding God's will be frustrating for us. But it doesn't have to be if we will relax and let God guide us daily. Finding God's will can be frustrating, but then I want us to understand that neglecting God's will is fatal. To know God's will is our greatest challenge. To find God's will is our greatest pursuit. To do God's will is our greatest achievement. To reject God's will is fatal. And yet it lies within our power to undercut the will of God for our lives. God is a gentleman. He doesn't force His will upon us. How then do we neglect God's will? Well, first of all, we neglect God's will when we allow the influence of this world to become stronger than our love for Christ. We read in Scripture about a man named Demas who left the faith. Why? Because he loved this present world. Friends, we neglect the will of God when we allow our desire to love this world grow to be more than our desire to love Christ. Friends, if you want to do what God wants us to do, you must so completely fall in love with Christ that you're willing to do what He requires, regardless of what those in the world are doing. Another way that we neglect the will of God is when we allow the indulgences of the flesh to master our lives. You remember the story of Esau, don't you? Esau goes out in the field and he's hunting and comes back hungry, and his brother Jacob has a pot of stew boiling there on the fire, and Esau is so hungry that he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. I wonder how many people are out there who sold God's will for their life because they were hungry for something temporary. I know ministers of the gospel who are no longer in ministry today because they threw out their moral ambitions for a moment of fun, and now their ministry is ruined forever. How is it fatal? When we allow a spirit of willful ignorance towards God's concerns. There are scores of people who have no interest in the deep things of God. There is no concern to find out what God wants for their life, and they've chosen to ignore what God wants and what God requires and what God demands. It's not that they don't know what the Word of God says. It's that they know and they have chosen to do what they want to do anyway. Friends, if that is true in your life, then you are in great danger of neglecting God's will, and it will be fatal for you spiritually. We must willingly embrace God's will. We must willingly embrace God's commands. We must willingly embrace what He has asked us to do. We must willingly embrace His will for our life. Another way that neglecting God's will is fatal is when we allow a spirit of independence to collide with God's will. It's one thing to not know what to do, but it is another thing to know what to do and not do it. It's when we want our own way. And can I say to us today that a fractional surrender to Christ is never enough? He always demands our all. He doesn't want just a little cubbyhole of your life. He demands everything that you are. The Bible tells us that we are to stand perfect and complete in all of the will of God. Don't let there be a battling between your will and God's will. Let there be a blending.
We pray that God has blessed you as you've listened to today's message, and hope that you'll come back and listen again on this same station. This program has been a production of Live Hope and Sound Broadcasting.